Wow. I always get a rush when I hear that. It's only been 100 years that we've been playing that. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, thank you for tuning in to Radiance by Design. I'm eager to talk to you all tonight. And I certainly hope you're going to be calling in. I like it better when you call in. We had some great callers last week. And this week we have lots and lots to talk about. So I was thinking that we might start off with our meditation. And I'd like you to think about this. How many of you are experiencing very wild changes in universal energies? People are getting really tired. People are going through crashing changes, telling me, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I think it's the Stargate that people are sending flyers around the internet about that. And also, it seems like what's happening is that people are being meant to clear hugely and very fast ways of being attached to their identity in the various ways it's happening, you know? And for me on Monday, several people have said Monday was a very bizarre day for them. Monday was an interesting day for me. I always walk in the morning. I get up early and I go walkety, walkety, walkety. And I try to walk quickly and get fit. And I walk by, when I come back from the coffee place where I go and write, I walk by a number of homeless people which are stationed in several parts of the sidewalk. And Monday I felt really, really sad about them. Now, a lot of you know about the Ho'oponopono, and if you get my flyer, I wrote about this on my flyer. So I'm saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you, and I love you with as much involvement in the world as I can. But I felt so incredibly deep and sad, almost like the air was colored with it, a kind of a gray color. And then I went around the corner and I fell. I fell smash-a-rooney. One of the reasons that I was very, very sad with these homeless people is the whole mental health issue and looking at them and knowing I don't really have the courage to speak to most of them. I don't have the know-how, strength of character, or something to step right into their private space. And I felt like that's a very, very sad, cowardly thing on my part. Because I'd like to be a support. You know, you give them a dollar or two or something, but that just seems pretty paltry. Anyway, suddenly I'm around the corner and I'm there's not that many people around and I'm flat out. And I couldn't believe it. I'm crying because I really hurt myself. It's not funny, but also because I was already really sad. And something, you know, I've talked to enough people to know that they were all going through something over this week. It's a really strange time. So I had been sad, but something had been boiling up in me for quite a while. And I lay on the ground there. I couldn't get up for a while because I was in pain. But I also was crying because everybody walked, anybody who walked by walked around me. And I knew that feeling of being a little afraid to get too close. And I lay there and I thought, here I am strewn all over the sidewalk, just like the people that I was conscious about. And so it's a whole kind of a, do you understand what I'm saying? It was a whole kind of a deep, interesting kind of compassion, a questioning of myself. And I had done some healing work, and I'll work with you on this one in a little while. I had done quite a lot of healing work on a very bad knee, my right knee. And I hit my right knee. I went, oh, dang, this is going to be my teaching tool. It was such a good job that I did, so maybe that's arrogance. And I also hit my left wrist. And finally, a man who only spoke Spanish came out of his little cobbler's truck and said, in Spanish, which I did not understand, if I was okay and did I have family, and that was very heartening. But the whole point is that I fell and I'm better. I didn't break anything, and all's well. My ego broke. My attitude kind of smashed itself up a bit. And who I am has to go through some big changes. And you and I know that as we work on ascension, or as we work on our evolution, we're always trying to doff the pieces of our identity as it comes up, and the way our egos hold us in place and so on. So I really got whacked around on that, and I frankly don't quite know what I've gained out of it, a deeper contemplative nature, which is always wonderful, but also kind of an innocent questioning going on out there. And I really believe that the energies have sped up. Oh my goodness, we're getting downloads like nobody's business. And you can feel them, can't you? Last night in bed when I was supposedly sleeping, I probably spent 6 hours buzzing with this incredible vibration running through me and running through me and running through me. And it's like catching the universal frequencies as they come through. I don't know, are any of you experiencing that? The other thing energetically that I experienced was with my very swollen wrist. I went to an acupuncturist who took care of the big swelling in my wrist, and I had a hugely swollen knee. And I, on the phone, I got hold of, I think it was 5 healers altogether, thanks to my friend Lori and several other people. They connected me to some healers. So I was lying in the emergency room waiting for my x-rays to be read and so on. And my knee was like a really fat, blobby thing. And all of a sudden, I had 5 healers working on me, right? All of a sudden, boom, my knee went right back to its normal shape. Whoop. And right now, my knee is working very, very well. So thank you, God. Thank you, frequencies. And thank you, everyone. But I want to know what's been going on in your world. Some people have gone through really big business challenges that make no sense at all. Some people have had tremendous gains, but mostly what I'm hearing is wherever you're attached to things being a certain way, it seems like there's a challenge there, and we want to talk about that. So I thought, of course, I'd like you to call in. And we had some great callers last week. We were talking about these changes and so on. So let's get to work and have callers again this week. And let's do our coherent meditation, the meditation where we go into the sacred geometrics. And when we all do it, guess what happens? We create a coherent field. And in that field, I mean, think about my knee getting better. What happens in that field is so many of us really help one another to be in a very nurturing and transcendent environment. So let's do all that together. So I want you to take a deep breath. And above your head, about 2 miles, I want you to see a golden create, see a golden ball. Good. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball, right down through your spine, see if you can feel it go right in through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. Feel that filament of light go right down and connect ball to ball. Good. So you've been skewered. So from the upper golden ball down to about waist height, drop a gold. And always it's good to have it gold. It doesn't have to be, but it's such a radiant, resonant color. Drop a three-sided gold pyramid. And upside down, another three-sided gold pyramid, but its point goes into the lower golden ball. So you got a pyramid sticking up and a pyramid sticking down. And when you jam the two together, you've got yourself a beautiful golden diamond. And then inside of the diamond, with its ends, with its edges banging into the inside edges of our diamond, see a crystal ball. It's beautiful. And it's the feminine energy. It holds a beautiful feminine space, like a womb. And now inside of that, create. Oh, and I'm glad we have a caller, so I'm just going to finish the meditation for now, if you'll wait. Thank you. And inside of that, I want you to see a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside of that, right? Remember, you've been skewered. So we have this Star of David star, a big fat star, which is like a Merkaba. It's your light body. And I want to see you in your light body. I want you to feel your light body. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin. And as we spin and spin and spin in our light bodies, it gives us the opportunity. Remember the whole fall and change and so on. It gives us the opportunity to break free from a lot of the strings and attachments that we've outgrown, outmoded strings and attachments that are connecting us to parts of our life that we really don't need to hang on to. So you spin and spin and spin, and whilst you're spinning, look in front of you and see there a magnificent screen. And on that screen, we're going to create a series of magical movies. And the first movie is you creating a movie of you becoming what it is you want to become. Beautiful. What is it you want to become? And I want to see myself become consciously multidimensional. Some days I'm getting there. What is it you want to see yourself become? And then when you think you've gotten there, we can finish with that one, wrap it in light, and it will stay percolating over there on the left. And now on the second screen, I want you to create something. It can be a home and family. It can be anything you want to create, a round the world trip, a cruise. It could be a book, a movie, anything that you see yourself wanting. See all of the resources coming to absolutely create this project. Create it, create it, create it. And just see the money, the space, the time, the creativity, intelligence, friends, whatever it is you need to create your project. Good. And when it comes to fruition, then we're going to take a minute to celebrate that. And then we're going to see all the resources coming to maintain the existence of your project for its natural life. And I'd like you to wrap that in light and then move it over to the side, to the left. All right, now we're going into the Galactic Healing Center. And we're going to have in the Healing Center these amazing guides, these teams, these beautiful, beloved healing beings. Now, your guides and angels, my guides and angels, and the healing teams for Radiance by Design, there are so many. We're asking for the ones that are especially aligned with healing, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, whatever it is we're after at this point. And a number of them stand around our table. And the first person to lie on the healing table is you or me. Now, we know that I have to get some healing done here, you know, and they've been helping me all along anyway. So you're going to have to get something, too. I'm thinking of several of you who have spoken to me about some of your healing needs right now. But in the meantime, I'm going on the table first. So we're all going into our own space. It's all about me right now. And ask your guides and angels what it is you really need to learn or what it is you really need to do right now in order to help yourself heal. And now most of you are going to feel it. We'll feel the energy of these beings working with your body mind. Good. Good. That's it. Now let's ask them again, what is it that they want to remind me of or remind you of? Oh my. I'm going to repeat what they're telling me this time, which is slow down and allow yourself to feel the shifting frequencies in your body mind. It will teach you so much. So it's not just slow down and the being mindful is in relationship to the huge downloads that are coming from the universes. And what they're saying is that as you slow down and pay attention to what's going on, that they're applying those consciously to your body mind is hugely transformative. So I appreciate that. What kind of messages are you getting? And now let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side. We have a fresh table here, and our healing team replicates themselves. And who are we going to bring in this time? Oh, here's the first person I'm bringing in. Any of you that have this kind of situation, bring people in to be on the table. This is someone who has terrific problems all the way through her spine. That's it. Terrific problems all the way through her spine. And it hurts deeply. There we go. And the guides, the healing team is working almost like they're putting a hand around each vertebra as we move all the way up her spine. Now, if you've got any people that you know that have so they're telling me something else. If you know people who are having an awful lot of back pain at this point, and it's as if they're putting their hands, whatever that means, because I see them as vibrational beings. Mind you, you're a vibrational being of light, and so am I. So we're just putting those hands around each of these vertebrae all the way up the spine. And then at the top of the head, it's all around the skull. It's a little like cranial sacral, isn't it? Yeah. Good. So that person, that was a woman, and she loved it. But I also see there's a number of other people that several of you are working on as well that have come in. So wrap that in light in all the ones who are working with the spine. Move it over to the side. Making me yawn. That just means I've caught some of the energy that's going on. Maybe it's mine. Maybe it's yours. Let's see here. Okay, so let's bring in a fresh table. And we're going to bring in our healing team again. Now, this time they've got a lot of helpers. They've got ancestral beings way beyond. And these ones, they're asking me to bring in people, a series of people, 1, 2, 3, 4, all of whom have serious mental health problems. Now, this is a subject that we're all a little bit scared of because we don't quite know how to enter the world of people with mental health problems. That's one of the reasons I was so upset when I was passing the homeless people on Monday. There we go. Because looking into their eyes, you know that there's some terrible pain in there and we're not handling it very well. So they want us to bring, okay. So there's four. There's, I think there's three women and a man here. What the man is, I don't think he has Tourette's, but he has these explosive aspects to his nature. He's kind of trapped inside and frightened by that, and he explodes outwardly. And the two women, one of the women is very, very depressed. One of the women is talks a lot and is very, very erratic. And one woman is in a lot of physical pain, but it's mostly linked to her mental state, you know. So now we're just seeing what they're doing. And for everyone, they're putting hands or vibrational spheres all around the neck and the head. Oh my, that's very interesting. Vibrational spheres all around the neck and the head. Almost like it's a space helmet, right? And our man who bursts out, just a sec here. Okay. The man that's bursting out, they're putting a lot of vibration around him. And they're saying that deep within, and it's two places, in his brain and in his perineal area or lower belly, he is storing like terrible heartache and trauma, and he's afraid of people. He's a well-dressed man, but he, I guess he doesn't go home. He doesn't know what to do. He just stands out on the street and yells a lot, but he's always really well-dressed. And they're showing that there's horrendous trauma down in his lower belly and also in his brain and down into the brainstem. and they're trying to work his, they're also working his spine again, but they're also working with his brain patterns to get those calm. So we have several beings working with his lower spine and several beings working with his brain. And our woman who is very depressed, yeah. And they're stimulating the energy flows in her body, mind. Oh my. It's almost like they're lighting. This is really interesting about energy because it's like they're lighting intersections in her brain and they're going ding, 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 ding. And I think they're just going to continue doing that and we'll see what happens at the end. Okay. I can't even remember how I described those other two. One of them is very, she's very, very frightened and very angry. And the chest, okay. So they're working with her chest first and foremost, because when someone, they're saying that when someone is really afraid and you want to do, and heartbroken and you want to do energy, you want to calm down that part of their being first and foremost. And then they're working on her brain. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the other one is very manic. And so in her manic, she might be bipolar, but you and I know that to put a label like that on someone can be deleterious to her getting well, because then we've stuck her in a label, haven't we? But they're showing that she needs a lot of TLC on her brain pattern and also the belly. Remember that most of our neurotransmissions start off first in the intestinal tract. So here we go. They're putting their energy focus on two places, her belly and the brain temporal lobes. And at home, you might be able to feel some of the energy that's going through. Good. And I see her on her inner core, sort of easing down. So let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to do a political one. I don't know how many of you guys like Bernie Sanders, but one of the things, I don't know if he's ever going to make it in. I don't know if he's strong enough to do what he says, but gosh, it's a relief to hear somebody talking about the elephant in the living room. So I want to put him on our table and just absolutely bring in the guides and angels, and absolutely, and if you don't like Bernie Sanders, you can remember that this guy...
Anyway, this is Veronica, and I'm sorry that we lost that part of the call. So let's do one final thing. Let's all reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool, and let's bring in light, the new kinds of frequencies that are coming through the universes at this time. I'm telling you what, it's crazy out there. So have these new downloads come roaring through the top of your head and have them, call them in, and have them move round and round and round in your head and heal your own brain of its old beliefs and substructures, and down through your neck and down into your heart, and have it swing round and round in your heart and come on up to your shoulders and move right down your hands to your hands, and then use your hands. You see the energy poking out of your hands, and you're going to pat it all around the world, wherever you see illness, war, poverty, corruption, tragedy for animals, even climate change, okay? So I want you to just see your hands patting these amazing energy downloads to these various places. And you know what's interesting is sometimes it creates just this, oh, good. Sometimes it creates disruptions, but sometimes it's worthwhile. I'm so glad we still have a caller. And we're just finished this. And as you pat them round and round the world, have it surround the entire world, circle round and round, come back up through your hands, swing up through your arms and around in your heart, and shoot out through the top of your head. And then I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center, jump into your star tetrahedron, spin and span, and meet me here. We have a caller. I'm so glad. Hello.
My co-host, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
I called in last week.
I remember, and I'm glad you're calling again. How's it going?
Good. The reason I was calling is I was listening in the beginning, and you were talking about the energy coursing through our bodies.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I've had this going on for months, and it's so intense and almost severe sometimes that it feels like jolts in my body. But
yeah.
I guess this is happening to a lot of us.
Well, I want to say this, Patty. When did you start off on your journey? Because I think you're being accelerated more than some people right now. It's a very personal journey, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. There's no, making comparisons or anything like that. That's not what it's about, really.
No.
Yeah, very accelerated. But yeah. I think it has a lot to do with I was on antidepressants for many, many years, which didn't work anyway. And I think I felt they had done something to my brain chemistry. And that's why my body feels so strange. And I wake up from a sleep and I get up and I can barely walk. I have to really orient myself to, become stable enough to function.
And how long has it been since you got off them? That is strange, isn't it? How long has it been since you got off them?
It's about a year and a half. And I
would say that. Has it been like that the whole time?
Yeah. Yes. I'm better now. Better now. Other than there's a lot of intense energy just coursing through the body to the point that it's very uncomfortable. And mm-hmm. for me personally, it's in conjunction with, bringing up a lot of this emotional, just cleansing, purifying.
Well, to me, you look like somebody who's in a really intense waking up period. And if you think about the brain being suppressed or being held in place, so to speak, with your antidepressants, it's like
right.
you
and
are
for a
somebody
lot of
who's... Yeah, and your soul journey wants to wake. And this is happening for a lot of people, and we're all different. You've already specified that, which is good. But when the wake-up starts happening, it can be excruciatingly uncomfortable. And I've been doing this off and on for years and years, and sometimes it's just like writhing is what I do. I feel like something's drilling into my body. Yeah, so we need to honor that in each other, a lot of people, because it's an inexplicable discomfort to a lot of people who don't know our way of thinking, right? But
exactly.
Who you are has to unravel a whole lot of damage that's been done. You have to. And you don't have to because I said so. You have to because it's going to bring you home to your real self. I mean, that's what we're after here is our unlimited self, aren't we?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't doubt that.
And
I'm
going to do a little energy on you.
Fault
Go ahead.
Sometimes I fault myself for having ever allowed myself to be in that position, but I guess that's what my soul journey is about. Instead of doing
the antidepressants? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, anxiety medication stuff, it was just ridiculous.
Well, I can see why you took it, though, because your brain patterns are much more, you're very electrical and you have a kind of a flexibility in the pattern. So they were probably trying to keep them orderly for you, and you didn't have the greatest self-esteem in town. I don't know if you've noticed that. Have you?
Absolutely not. No, I was taught not to have that, like many.
Yeah, but if you're gonna, don't bother. I mean, you can go back and feel badly about it periodically, but honest to gosh, it's a part of your soul journey to know the you that was and the you that was stifled and the you that's expanding. And I think
right.
that the pain part of what you're going through looks like it breaks at times and doesn't always stay the same, right?
Right, exactly. It's getting better gradually.
Well, you're going to look back and go, wow, what a wild ride that was.
Oh, you my know? God. Yeah.
But, I mean, just talk to people who've been at it for a long time.
Yeah, thank you for saying that about my brain pattern. I was told back in the late 70s by this one lady who was able to pick up on people's brain patterns and different types. She told me, and I don't recall now what she meant by it, but that I had a second ray brain type of brain.
Whatever that means. Oh, wow. I don't know quite what that means, yeah.
Well, I don't
either. Second ray brain. Oh, okay.
That I probably needed medications during that period of time.
Well, what I would say, I don't know the term second ray, but what I do know is that your brain patterns were so electrical and, what is it, like movable, or that you probably needed a whole lot of help. Because there weren't a lot of people able to understand it, you know?
Exactly. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But now you can do it. So if you're going to give yourself you hard marks, I want
that.
To
I have had those thoughts, but I was afraid I was just being in denial over it.
Well, we've all been in denial.
Mm. Well, I'm sure.
Do you have body pain ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Not as much as some, but I do, yeah.
Because I feel this, that when we look at your brain pattern, which is getting better and clearer than it was, say, a year ago.
Right.
They're sort of fluctuating, making me yawn. That's just me catching whatever it is that's held in there still. But
right.
There's a way in which the fluctuations in your, I guess I would say temporal lobes, possibly edges of the frontal lobes and so on, are creating fluctuating body pains. I don't think you have fibromyalgia or anything, do you? Did you used to?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. So, but when you have fluctuating pains, it's kind of interesting to say, rub your hands together and put your hands on your head, right? And just see, because you are quite magical. And now that your brain is stepping out of all that cocooning that it went through, you're going to become more and more facile or capable of dealing with healing energy. So, and for everybody at home, to rub your hands together and place them on your skull, or the other thing to do, and I've done this for years off and on, the other thing to do is rub your hands together and build that light between your hands and that warmth, and then cup your hands sort of parallel to the curve of your skull, maybe about a half an inch, you don't have to measure it, a half an inch above, and then you can start to play with the arcing energy patterns that come off the brain. And sometimes when you're getting body pain and so on, and you do that, you'll go, oh, wow, I must be magical because I can cure some of the body pains that seem to hit my lower limb by playing with that.
Right.
And there's another thing I want to say. It's a wonderful, wonderful little trick. But another thing I want to say is if you know someone with extreme anxiety or something like Alzheimer's, when you place your hands in a cupped style about a half an inch above their brain, above their head, you'll find little prickles coming into your hand, which is a good way to measure the anxiety that's coming off the brain. And I don't think, Patty, you'll get that from your own. But
I've had a lot of anxiety with this.
Isn't that interesting? I have another caller, so you can either wait a minute or we'll have to say goodbye to you for now.
Oh, we'll say goodbye so you can talk with someone. Thank you, Veronica, so much.
Well, thanks for calling, Patty, and you're doing a great job. Don't take it too seriously.
Thank you, and I'm listening in on this.
Perfect. All right. Hello, you've phoned into Radiance by Design, and we're glad. Are you hiding?
No, but we seem to be having some kind of technical difficulty. This is my second try, so can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Excellent.
I am calling you. Yeah, and what's your name?
This is Jonquil.
Jonquil, my goodness, my dear old friend, my dear younger friend. Your voice doesn't sound the same, but welcome, welcome to the show. Jonquil is an amazing artist. So welcome.
How are you?
I'm really good. You know, I fell over. That was sort of interesting. I broke my attitude.
Well, when I tuned in, I heard you saying that you needed some healing. And you're saying, is this a knee or an elbow or where is it?
It's my left arm. My knee is healing very, very quickly, but my left arm is. Now, boys, plug your ears for a minute. It's really interesting to put your brassiere on with one hand.
It's not easy, and I smashed the pinky finger on my left hand tonight. Smash.
No.
Yeah.
Is it broken?
Yeah. So I'm healing. I'm hoping not. No. I iced it, but I couldn't even, it was so numb, I couldn't even feel the coldness. Never felt the coldness.
Oh, my.
But I don't think so. So,
well, let's see if we can help, because I told you that I told everybody that I had five different energy people working on my knee, which was big and fat and swollen, and all of a sudden, bam, my knee went down back to its normal size.
Good.
I know you know better than to underestimate the value of healing energy. So let's everybody put your mind and hearts together and let's take care of Jonquil's left pinky, right? Is that right?
Uh-huh. I'm calling for my need to help others. So I totally appreciate help for myself. Yet I feel there are so many, my sister in specific, I don't know what to do. It's like I have no, I don't know
what's
how to help her.
Is she very ill, Jonquil?
She's going blind?
Veronica. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Right. The panic mm-hmm. and this, that, mm-hmm. the just. It's so, oh my God, this is so sad.
Yeah, I know.
It's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
And how is she handling it?
How does anyone handle it? I mean, mm-hmm. just not wanting it to be true and now knowing it through
a couple
of experiences.
And what's the nature of the illness? Okay.
So it started as glaucoma. Now it could be other things like very bad headaches and an MRI that's showing little blank white spots in the brain. So maybe mini strokes.
Lori. And she's not a very strong dietary person, is she?
Zero. There.
Yeah. because I wanted to say what would help her a great deal is huge infusions of greens, green juices. You know, I don't think she'll do it. I don't think she wants to. But juices, it's worth knowing, though, for people at home, it's really worth knowing that we have, just think about this, John Cole, and people at home, we have so many stunning frequencies coming through right now. It's just shocking, literally, like Patty was talking about, and me and a lot of people I know, and they just feel so bezonked by it. But those frequencies coming in, like acupuncture, if you look at them that way, and say your sister would take huge, huge sums of green and carrots and so on, juices, she has some advantages right now in that we can heal things now faster than they used to be, you know, because the frequencies are faster. Does that make sense?
Is this, remember the movie Frequency? Remember the movie Frequency?
Yes,
that
indeed.
Was around the Northern Lights, but that was around the Northern Lights, and yet here we are with the Perseid meteor shower, and these explosions of, you know, these sparkling.
Okay, so you don't even have to tell your sister, but, you know, because some people would just, now I'll tell you what else that happens with a lot of us, the resistances to frequencies, because you're a vibrational vehicle of light, we all are, but most of us don't exist knowing that or in that consciousness. And sometimes when we get trickled by universal energies, we'll hold tight and resist. So it would be wonderful for her to have, for example, massage and so on, and people like you and other people that are kind of in the know really send a lot of healing energy to her, because it's something that can be done in her brain, but it's going to take a real electrical. She might even do, you know, what is it? They'll do little currents, microcurrents. That would help her a tremendous amount. You know, she might be more less adverse to that.
Can a person who's never, ever endorsed any of these things, as we're saying now, you know, in the face of disaster, now in the face of loss of her own personal, I mean, this is devastating, obviously devastating to her. And what do? Do I say, let's sail off into, I'll take you anywhere. I'll take you to acupuncture. I would take you to, I would do anything. I would do anything for her.
Well, you know what, darling? You can't. This is for everybody at home as well.
I know.
We can't do all those things. And when I look at, if I were to be an intuitive, I would say that she'll resist you, but you probably could get her for a massage.
Okay.
So you could do that one.
I'll try that.
And the masseuse.
At least that one.
And the masseuse. You can talk about your sister behind her back in a loving, you know, with a loving goal here. And then the Sioux will understand a lot of that kind of thing. And I think it's like we would put her in the structures and we would have all kinds of things happening. And you just can't force it on someone. But there are a few things you can do.
I know.
Because the resistance. That girl's resistance is so intense, you know, and we all,
and,
I want
you know,
everybody
I guess,
to bring up your own resistance.
And release it, and here's what I have to say, you know, for understanding complexity and even just releasing myself from the naivete of thinking that I can affect another person, or, I mean, there isn't anything that I could say that would be more expressive about my own true love for her, and I still can't live in, that I can make it change. That's such a naive, you know. I can't make anything.
But isn't that sort of a problem for all of us? Like when I talked about falling and I was walking by all those homeless people and feeling, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand that I couldn't do anything, and I don't know how, all of that stuff. It's not that different, really, when you think about it. You have to hand it over.
It isn't. All these discrete fears of fears of energy, and it's like bubbles bumping up against each other, kind of like, I see you over there. I see you inside your bubble of your reality, and I'm over here, and we bounce up against each other and hope for good journeys.
Yeah. It's all Jonquil. It's all experience, and what we're trying to do on this path is learn to make choices at levels that a lot of people don't think you can, you know. So a lot of people don't think mm-hmm. that's possible, you know. They think we're a little bonkeroony, but that's okay. I can handle mm-hmm. that. But
yeah,
sister. Go ahead.
I guess that's my inquiry to you, or my question to you, is for me, you know, what can I do best for myself and have it be of service to her as well, because old thinking about changing a person or none of that works.
I know. It's more like going inside yourself and asking for help as you give her permission, as you let go and give her permission to live it out as she will. And you're going to do a number of things to help her. But I'll tell you something, and everybody at home needs to look at their own resistances at times, and that's a really important thing to do every day. When I look at your sister, Jonquil, I see her resistance being incredible. She's she's stubborn, and she's hunkering down really hard. And I'm not, she has somebody else besides you that might convince her as well to do some steps. But so it won't just be you, which is fortunate, you know, because as a sister, sometimes it's a different thing. But you have to love yourself for the fact you're there and you can't really do much. And that's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I find myself at this weird juxtaposition for myself, like never felt so much contentment in my own life. And then in the back of my mind, it's like, you don't deserve all this because, you know, look at the suffering of your sister or the suffering of so-and-so. And yet for me, I, you know, am I worthy of not having that happening to me? It's interesting.
It's very interesting. It's a conundrum. I want to say your left pinky. Is it your pinky? It's your little finger, isn't it?
Left hand, pinky. Yeah, baby finger.
Okay, so you know that the baby finger on the hand represents family relationship.
Okay, I smashed it.
Yeah, and isn't it really interesting how our bodies talk to us in all these different ways? So I want to say to you, you have permission from your heart and your higher self to have a contentment in your life and success in your life and enjoyment in your life, and to absolutely love your sister as she goes through however she chooses it, you know?
And it's still okay for me to have that, even if she doesn't?
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be, Jonquil. Because if you're not joyful, does that serve her at all? I don't think so. You know?
No.
If she just gets steadily blind, she has a lot of people around her, that girl. She has a lot of people around her. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
That's not to negate your presence in her life. I, you know, reading, going back to the Bhagavad Gita, which is what, 8,000 years old. Anyway, the whole point of life, as they keep saying in these ancient texts, are no matter what the circumstances, we're here to learn to be loving. Period. We're here to learn to be loving.
Period.
And radiate. Yeah, and no matter what your circumstances. And I think that's kind of simplistic, but actually has a really deep root in it if you play with it.
And that's the irony. That's the irony, is that regardless of the story or the complexity or the journey or what one might call you and say, I'm having this and this and this, the answer's still the same.
Yeah. And it's hard for us because here's something for all of us to remember, that it's only experience. That's all. It's only experience. And we can make it tragic and all that, but it is only experience. And I have a hard time. That's a very big conundrum for me, but it's also helpful, you know?
Yeah.
And she has some options she can take. And I do see Yonkel. She has a lot of people around her who love her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Children, grandchildren, absolutely. Husbands. Yeah. And my prayer for her is she releases a kind of a heavy sort of a bitterness that's in there, because I think that's the stuff we don't want to take with us as we go through these crises. Just experience.
Yeah,
I really thank you for calling, and I'll be thinking about you, a lot of you.
Okay.
All right.
Finally,
what that finger looks like. What's
okay.
that?
And you too. And you too. Take care of your joints and arms and legs. Love you.
And our little, you've got your little pinkies, and I've got my little leggies. And love you too. Thank you for calling in.
Bye bye.
So that was a really interesting call. Who's Veronica saying, hey, why don't you drop me a note on veronicaentwistle.com. There's an Ask Veronica button, or veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Maybe it's time for your session. I wanted to say about my knee. Remember I said when I first fell, I thought I had re-hurt my knee. And I've done it with the help of the guides and angels and a lot of energy and so on. I had fixed a knee that they wanted to give me a bionic knee, you know, because it was pretty bad for a long time. And how I fixed it was pulling out, this is very simplistic, there's more detail than this, but pulling out as many feelings, attitudes, beliefs, fears that I could relate to. When I say pulling out, it'd be like with my mind saying, oh, it's really hurting now. Okay, I'm afraid of this step I'm taking right now. I'm afraid of this one. I'm afraid of that. And it's a really brutal job that I had to do, because I had to look myself right in the eye. It doesn't matter, you know, I was raised Catholic, so we had the seven deadly sins, so it doesn't matter which of the seven deadly sins that comes up, whether it's pride or whether it's jealousy or whether it's fear or whatever. You pull it up and out, admit it, and hand it to the universe or God or whoever you talk to, and keep pulling those things out. And it's absolutely amazing what happens. And so my intention, I hope that I'm going to have the opportunity to do this. My intention is to re-heal that knee, although it's not very bad now. Thank you to all my healers out there. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And Patty, your call is wonderful. Many, many blessings as you go through your waking up. Many of you are waking up. Put your hands out and feel the amazing frequencies that are coming through. Keep your palms up and see if you can feel them crackling into the palms. And then put them up on your head and help your brain bring more high-frequency energy into your ascension process. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings and much love to all of you.